Which speaker?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
That should be projects they want to put down on the San Gabriel River for $350,000. Now, ain't sure that here was just one. What do you know about it? I got Elmer Stotts here listening.
To my understanding was that Homer wanted it done this way, not specifying which one of the three the money was to be used on. And let that be decided later by the Corps, which is what the way they put it in there.
Well,
Elmer, is that what he suggested to you when you asked you?
And how much did he want? He told me $350,000. He just got $100,000 here.
$100,000,
how the hell does he expect that to help the economy? $100,000.
He indicated to me he just wanted something getting started, and not deciding between Lakeport and the other, but probably that's what they could spend the first year.
Well, why don't you put $200 in instead of $100,000?
All right.
Sorry to keep you waiting, sir. Just a moment, please. Speaker McCormick on 2191.
Yes, John.
Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
That hell of a session is.
Yes, sir. I was just talking to Albert Thomas. It sure is.
And the Senate is in the House.
Spencer Darling told me that he was in your outfit. They say that this man Passman that you brought down here, that he really is a bad wolf.
Well, the majority of the House conferees will not go above $3 billion, but then I kept them afterwards. And Otto Passman was willing to deobligate, they were willing to deobligate funds if they were available up to $100 million. We called Dave Bell. And all Dave has is $31 million, and plus a possible $15 million on Cambodia. If they're discontinued over there, that'd bring it up around $50 million. So that's all he could pick up. Now that's indirectly $50 million, fixly a $60 million.
Well, they counted that, John. That's like the 209. They'd counted that once.
It wasn't in the House bill. It was in the Senate.
But in his agreement with us, you know, he agreed to give us a 209 and everything else.
No, his agreement was $3 billion. That if Ford and later Road would go higher, he would, but they won't.
Yeah.
And,
well, now, Jerry, I talked to Jerry Ford, and Jerry Ford talked like that he might be a little helpful to us.
He was.
Hey, the boys in the conference told me that he kind of talked reasonable. Here's what Otto said. He said, plus, where unobligated balances may go out, all of it will be taken care of. Any other items in the bill? That's the first paragraph of your memo.
Well, this is in addition to that, I understand, in talking with Bell. Ford, which they had a conference, they wouldn't go above $3 billion. I'm telling you now. Then we come to the wheat proposition, and Ford Road would sign the report, but I think we'd get a majority of the Democratic members on if they work out language. I don't know what kind of language they'll work out on an escape clause. So that's the best proposition you can get now is the $3 billion plus this deobligation of $31 million plus about $15 million that's tied up with Cambodia, which was not in the House bill and is in the Senate bill, in which they'll accept, and they would have gone to $100 million in deobligated funds, but Bell can't locate it. So that would be about $3 billion, $50 million or thereabouts. We'll have a hell of a fight on the wheat thing when it comes into the House, because the Republicans will probably make a motion to recommit. That's the situation, Mr. President. And if anybody been sweating, Hale is here, and Kyle. I got Lou Deschler over on the parliamentary angle on the senator's left. He's here, and they won't go above $3 billion, but with this deobligated, they'll take care of that.
Well, John, I just think you ought to know it. I don't know. I don't believe that you can turn over Mr. Kennedy $3.9 billion to run your foreign policy last year and turn me over $3 billion this year. I don't think that's quite fair.
Well, of course, it's 209 addition. and this is approximately $50 million.
I don't believe the situation in the world is that different, John, from what it was last year.
Well, of course, I hope you don't get in a position of thinking you've got to argue with me. I'm just sympathetic to you what to say.
Well, should I not say anything to you? I'm just trying to respond and give you my thinking. I'm not arguing.
And the thinking that I agree with.
Yeah, I'm not arguing with you.
That I agree with, because nobody's stronger for foreign assistance than I've been. I introduced the old Lend-Lease bill.
Mm-hmm.
But hell, nobody wanted to do it.
I don't want to argue with Mr. Speaker. I won't give you my thoughts.
I use that discussion, because you know where I stand.
Yeah.
But I'm just presenting to you, just giving you the stories and giving you just what the results of this very intense and emotional conference was.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just holding his commitment here in the hand on your stationery.
Yeah, well, that commitment was for $300 million more supplemental.
Oh, is he going to do that?
Oh, yes, that is all right.
When you get him to say that in writing? Can you get him to initial your agreement there, where you can show it to the damn fella? I've got it here, and he's not done what he says he'll do.
Well,
he says that if conferees agree on $3 billion plus carry over $209 million, there's no working out the $200 extra million is set forth in three, then I'll go to $300 million in a supplemental.
Yeah, but that was tied up with Ford and Rhodes.
No, they're in the second paragraph, third paragraph.
Yeah, if
they're on the satisfied in conference, will go either $3 billion, $200 million.
If
James and Congressman Rhodes,
yeah.
He never mentioned Rhodes to me.
Oh, that's true.
I'll tell you what he mentioned to me now. I got written down what he mentioned to me. He called me the window and said, I will give you $200 million over the $3 billion in conference, period.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
Well, that's what he did.
That's my understanding. That was
conditioned on Jerry Ford alone.
So I don't know.
So he never has mentioned Rhodes.
Well,
I didn't know it.
Ford won't go over $3
billion. Mm-hmm.
He won't.
Well.
Supplemental still stands. I have it right in front of me.
Well, you ask him that, and let me talk to Secretary of State and see what we do about this, and let me see the language that they propose on the Wheat Amendment, because we'd rather not have a bill than to have one that insults Russia. We don't want to upset that apple cart. We worked too damn hard trying to get them to cut down and do the things that they're doing, and get those troops out of Cuba and all the other things we got. And now
on the Wheat Amendment, I'm not in the conference committee, so I don't know what they'll work
well,
out.
Well, I know, but maybe you can get us some kind of suggested language we can look at.
Well, I would think that Pasteur would be the one to contact for that. You see, somebody on the conference committee, so they could get a hold of you on the phone.
Well, haven't we Democrats got somebody over there on the House that can do it? Is Passman the only one? Are they captives of his? They just go along with him?
There's Von Gary and Bill Natcher are all right. Bill Natcher happened to come in the office now.
Mm-hmm.
He's sitting right here. He wasn't present during the conference, but he's in here now. So those two are all right.
Mm-hmm.
Could you, Bill, when you get in the conference, if you get the language on the Wheat Amendment, slip out and telephone the president so he'd know what it is, what they're talking about?
Oh, you do it, Mr. Speaker.
I can't, because I'm not in the conference.
I know, but he can give it to you. He can give it to you.
Except that it may have to be one of these quickies. He may not be able to. He'll be tied up in conference. They'll let me in. He'll have to get out there and get some nearby phone to telephone you.
Mm.
If he gets a hold of me, I'll do it. You understand that? But I mean, he'd have to go back into the conference again.
Well, I want to be as helpful as I can. I just don't think that the world conditions are $900 million worse this year than they were last year, and I don't think they're that much better. And I think that the Congress ought to know it.
I agree with you.
And I think that they.
That don't mean that you can't blast it. Blast it when if it comes to you. I'm simply reporting to you what the situation is.
Fine. fine. Well, much obliged.
I pleaded for 3 billion won.
Much obliged. I appreciate it. I don't want to argue.
Now, what am I going to tell them?
Tell them I think that we ought to have 3-6, and I think that was too low, and I think they're endangering their country. And I think it's a shame that a caveman like Passman does like he does. I just think it's bad for our country. That's all I know. I can tell them that's the only way I feel. And that's not anything personal to me. I'm just trying to do a job the best I can. And we're going into this thing, and we're going to have lots of troubles, and I just don't think we can do it on that. And I haven't found a man that thinks he can. And if he wants to demagogue with it, and we've got no, he's a bigger power than we are and got more leadership than we have, why, nothing we can do about it.
Well, they had tentatively agreed on 3 billion. Then when they went back this afternoon, that's when the blow-up came.
I've never agreed on anything less than 3-6. That's all I've ever agreed on.
I know that.
And I just took his agreement, and Mr. Eisenhower told me that he wasn't a dependable man, and Mr. Kennedy told me he wasn't a dependable man, but I just couldn't believe it. I'd serve with anybody that you couldn't believe what he'd tell you, and I just don't believe it anymore after I read the paper what he said when he came back from here about getting a pep talk. So I don't want to give anybody a pep talk. I just want to tell them truthfully what I think, and I think all you can tell them is that I think that they're seriously endangering the future of their country. And I think it's very unwise, and I don't want to say it's unpatriotic, but it's almost that bad. And I don't think this man knows much about our country, and notwithstanding his great facility with figures, I think he's got a real mental problem. That's what I think. And I think that we oughtn't to let our country go that way. I love it too much to see a fellow like that leading it. And I just wish there's some way that we could have enough leadership
to... Well, I don't want to get caught in any box. That's all.
Well, we're going to get caught in a bad one. This is bad for our country. You're short of ammunition in Vietnam right now. You got McNamara coming in here tomorrow at noon after flying all night. And this country's not in very good shape. And we haven't got anything to brag about. And we oughtn't to just let a mental case take us from 3.9 to 3 billion. That's just wrong. And it's just as wrong as if you said, I'm not going to buy any missiles. I'm sitting here with a budget director now trying to decide whether we ought to cut out 50 missiles or not. 50 Minuteman missiles. We're trying to cut out atomic bombs. We got more bombs than McNamara says we need, but I want to be sure that we got more than we need if we get in this thing. And these are bad decisions. And when you have a fellow like Passman, I've spent most of the day on him talking to people about Passman. And I had an agreement with the fellow. He told me down here what he'd do. And then he gets up there and he gets an agreement with Jerry Ford that lets him slip out of his agreement. And then he comes along and puts off a supplemental. What does he give a damn whether it's in supplemental of this bill for? Why can't these people have it in this bill instead of having it two procedures? If he's going to give us $300 million in supplemental, why don't we go out there and advertise it? He says he'll give it $300 million in supplemental. And send a supplemental up the next day, I guess we ought to. I don't know what to do.
Just come in the order talk.
No, hell no. I don't. You know how I feel. I don't have any confidence in the man. I just don't trust him on anything. And far as I'm concerned, all of my bets are off with him. And I just think you ought to tell him that I think that they're endangering the future of their country, that everybody in the Joint Chiefs of Staff think that, that the Secretary of State thinks that, and that's the only thing I know. That's true. And they may be, Mr. Passman may know more about this country and the world than these people do, but I don't trust him that much.
Well,
and I don't want to argue. You asked me what I could tell him. That's all I know to tell him.
I mean,
I can't accept it any more than you could accept leaving the church and going out and being an infidel. I just can't accept this because my country is at stake, and I'm not going to sign up with Passman, and I'm not going to sit idly by and let him wreck my country, and I think that's what he's doing. I'd just as soon see him take that many missiles out of the plane as to take this out. McNamara looks me in the face, and he's ready to cancel out everything in this country in military installations to try to save money, but he says one thing I've got to have is this military assistance. I can get a man in Turkey, and I can get a man in Greece, and I can get a man in Pakistan for a tenth of the money it cost one American soldier. And I need $1.4 billion, and they've got him down to $1 billion in this bill.
Well, that's under the authorization.
That's right.
That's
That's exactly right. That's right, but it'll make a difference if your country goes down the drain, and we've got out of the NATO countries, 15 of them, and 10 of them got new governments.
Well, I mean the authorization.
I understand that. I understand that, but there again, you see, is your Congress. And we just got to get back and find some way to lead these men if we're going to have a majority to be responsible. We're not doing it.
I don't know what the hell is it.
The only thing I know is just tell them that we just think this endangers their country, and they can, if they've got the power, they can do it. But if I've got it, I'm going to do it. That's all I'll know to do. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't want Mr. Passman providing protection for my children, because I don't think the swamps of Louisiana, he's got that much information or knowledge or wisdom. And I don't think he treated me right anyway.
Well, on this, what will I tell the conferees?
I just tell the conferees that the President thinks, and the Secretary of State thinks, the Secretary of Defense thinks, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff think that this is unjustified, unrealistic. You gave 3.9 last year. There's not anything to cause you to go to $3 billion this year. He cannot run a foreign policy on that basis, and he thinks it's wrong. And I told them if they didn't have guts enough to take the Wheat Amendment, I'd take it and take the blame. I'm ashamed of them, but if they feel that way about it, they can say that affirmatively that the Export-Import Bank can handle any of these things subject to the direction of the President, that it's in the national interest. And they can rewrite the Wheat Amendment, get themselves off of the hook, and go on and have another 3 weeks vacation. But on the money thing, I just don't know how you can do it. You can't run. You know what? Your legislative increased 2 or 3% more than the Congress. I mean, more than the executive. And here they are telling us about how we're wasting money, and hell, their percentage is higher than either ours or the judiciary. And the legislative employees and increases. And my life's been on that hill, but they've got nothing to write home about when they go to lecturing people on increases. The legislative budget's up every year. Now, the foreign aid, he's cutting it from $3.9 billion under Kennedy to $3 billion this year. Now, you know that's $1 billion almost, and that's not right. And you went 64, 155 million executive, you're going up to 200 million this year.
I understand all that.
Well,
I
mean, he doesn't mind, doesn't mind saving money there.
You got three of them in the front. On the House side, that's the unfortunate side of it, and we try to extricate them and do everything we possibly could. Personal appeals and everything else.
Well, I just can't conscientiously and honestly say any more than you could say that you didn't believe in the people of Boston. I can't say I believe this is right. I just got to say I believe it's wrong. And I think it's detestably wrong. I think it's shamefully wrong. And that's all I can say is be truthful, and I got to be truthful with you.
Well, what are we going to do?
I just tell him that that's what we think.
I know, but what about... what about the bill?
I think we just got ourselves in a mess talking to this fellow to begin with. I think we ought to just go out there and appeal and let him vote it down. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't want any part of it. I don't want people to think I'm a part of this kind of a thing on the country. I just have to speak out. I have to go to them. I have to tell them. I know foreign aid's unpopular. But I didn't want to go to the Pacific in 41 after Pearl Harbor, but I did. And I didn't want to let those Japs shoot at me with a zero, but I did. And if I can't take a little Passman and let him beat me, it's all right. I'm going to be right, even if I get beat. And I get this much pension after 11 months as I do after 11 years, so I don't guess it makes much difference. The President gets the same pension anyway, but as long as I'm here, I'm going to tell him what I think.
Wait a minute. Kyle.
Hello?
Yeah, Carl.
Yes, sir.
Carl, not a thing. He just put you on, not a thing that I know to tell him except what I have. I just can't honestly, conscientiously say anything else, and there's no use of arguing or debating. My view is that this is detestable, it's terrible, that you're endangering the country, that you can't operate $3.9 billion last year and $3 billion this year. It's just not that change in the program. And the legislative is, the House of Representatives and legislatives increased from 150 to 200 million. while we're going down from 3.9 to 3 billion. And we got more damn troubles in the world today than we had last year. So I don't think...
What are you
going to
do?
I just fight him. We got an expression down in my country that just fight him till he's shitty as a bear. I don't know how you are, but that's the way I feel about it. I just don't believe in getting... I just don't believe that Otto Passman is the leader of this country.
Well,
and I don't want to admit it.
No.
And,
I don't think that's the point, though.
Well, that's what...
He's got too many troops with him.
All right, just let them go with them. Just divide them up, and we just take our little... Our little squad, and then I think that's all we can do. I don't think we can ever agree to this any more than you can agree to cut 100 missiles out.
Yeah.
I think when we sat there and looked at Mr. Castro with them looking right down our eye, well, we had to look at them, and I think it's a lot worse than this, and I don't think I'm cutting everything in the budget. I'm getting it down just as low as a man can. I've been sitting here with the budget director all afternoon, item after item. First thing I want to do is stretch out your Arkansas to 72.
Well,
that gonna make much difference to you?
Not to me.
All right.
Well, some of them will holler, but they'll holler anyway. I don't care.
Well, that's my problem, and I think that...
I'm going to cause you as little trouble as I can, you know.
I know that. I know that.
I mean, they're going to be on my neck.
Well, the best thing I think to do is just say to the conferees that you can't do anything about it, that you think this is terrible, the Secretary of State does, the Secretary of Defense does, the Chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff do. You have $400 million less in this bill than they think you need for the soldiers to protect this country. They buy in a PAC soldier and a Greek soldier and a Turkey soldier for a third of what we're paying them. But you're cutting them out. And you're cutting them out. You're saying we're not going to have them. You haven't got ammunition in Vietnam right now, and we're borrowing it out of the Defense Department.
I want to tell you something. We're dealing with impossible people.
Well,
if there's any...
Then we just got to let 180 million people know that we've yielded to Mr. Passman.
We're not yielding. We haven't yielded.
Well, that's don't yield.
All we've done is twisted arms all day long, trying to get more.
Well, we can't do any good that way.
We tried and tried and tried to get more and more and more, and I have been up and down. I've been among your delegation, the Texas delegation. I've been all over the place trying to get people to vote against this amendment. I talked to them personally. The speakers talked to them. Hales talked to them. People that just say they're out on a limb on this thing. They've promised to cut it, and they've promised to cut out the communist sales and all that sort of thing. Here, let me read you the Texas people that voted against this on it.
I don't, Carl, let's don't debate it.
Dowdy, Fisher, Kilgore, Poole, Roberts, Rogers, and Tigg. And we've talked to these people. You know, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I'm for your budget estimate. And a whole lot of people are. You've dealt with people. You've seen them times.
Well, you think I ought to say something, my friend, I don't believe?
You've seen things. You've seen times when you just couldn't get the votes for a certain issue, haven't you? Well, I see it ever so often. Oh, what do you want to say?
Not anything. I said all I know to say, Carl.
Well, I'm going to do everything I can. I'm willing to stay here.
But I think that's what we ought to do. I think we ought to just stay and do the best we can.
I'm willing, and I'll do everything in my power.
Okay, partner. That's much obliged. I appreciate it, and I think that's all we do. I don't think we can turn this country over. I'm not letting Khrushchev have it, and I think it's almost as bad to let Passman have it. That's seriously. And I think that some of these members ought to talk to Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, see what they think about it. Talk to the Chairman, Joint Chiefs, see what they're doing in this country.
Uh-huh.
They can't give Kennedy $3 billion last year and cut it $3 billion this year.
No. Well, I know. Well, it's
they don't know what they're doing. They're just listening to this man up there with a problem.
Yeah, I know.
And just because he's fastened and got a bunch of figures in his head. But I wrote down here just what he said to us. He told us that he'd give us $3 billion too.
That's right.
And he told us he'd give us $300 million in a deficiency. Now, if he's willing to give it in a supplemental, why isn't he willing to give it on this bill?
Listen, how do you talk to a man that you can't talk to?
Well, I had Ellender, he's a junior to Ellender, and I've talked to him pretty strong, and the boys over in the Senate passed it over him yesterday. I just think it time comes when you got to appeal to patriotism, the men on both sides. And they didn't hesitate, Charlie Halleck didn't hesitate to vote for these three nines under Eisenhower.
Let me tell you something. Well, we didn't do that. We went with them. But here's something you ought to understand. We have talked to Halleck till we're blue in the face. We've talked to Gerald Ford. We've talked to Rhodes. We've had them in here for half of the afternoon. We've had most of the Senate conferees. We've had all the House conferees. We've had all the leadership on both sides. We have had the best, the strongest men in the Senate and House.
I know, but you got one man. They tell me everybody I've talked to say it's Passman. That he's the one man.
It isn't just Passman. It's Ford and Rhodes are staying right with him.
Well, of course they are. He's got to trade with them, stay with him. I talked to Ford. Ford told me he did. Ford told me he had an agreement with him.
Well, Ford won't give either. How are you going to get him to give? We've appealed to him as an up and coming young congressman, as a patriot, and every other way. But he says this is enough. They all say that. I'm not joking. All right, here's Lou. He's still working.
Listen, there's no use in my talking to him, Carl. I don't want to. Not a thing in the world I can do about it.
I really feel bad.
I do too.
We're not able to get you as much as we got Eisenhower. I mean, Kennedy. The diet was cut on this so long ago. I mean, there's no question about what this was. Headed in this direction. First place, the authorization was less than what the appropriation was last year, not only on this side, but on the Senate side as well. You know that?
Hmm.
The authorization was low. And I am willing to do anything you want us to do.
Well, I just stay there with him, and if he wants to walk out and go home, I'd let him walk out and go home, and I'd call a roll and a quorum, and then I'd send out and get him. And it's called. I don't want to tell you how to run the house. You run it like you ought to. But my judgment is that you oughtn't to ever let this guy run you till the country understands it.
Well, he's in the seat right now.
He's been in the seat up there in the House. He's the best leader we got. God, if I had him on my side, I wouldn't have any trouble. He just runs that appropriation committee like nobody's business. I saw him do it with Eisenhower, and I saw him do it with Kennedy. The trouble is, he's doing it $1 billion. He's doing it $1 billion worse on us. That's the trouble.
Well,
and John told me when...